Once you make a decision, Tina makes her way to the platform for the reading of scriptures. I gave her two this week. I gave her an Old Testament out of Psalm and First Peter. And she's certainly capable of handling it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I would say no in front of the church. That's right. Do something. Okay, we'll do this in order. We'll read out of the New Testament first. First Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. And in the hands-on Bible, which is the NLT for youth, the heading says, "The Hope of Eternal Life." Mm-hmm. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Through your faith, though your faith is far more than precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. If you love Him, even though you have never seen Him, though you do not see Him now, you trust Him. And you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting Him will be the salvation of your souls. Let's move to the Old Testament, which is in Psalm 16. "Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, 'You are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you.' The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Mm. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.